Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker's already in the house. All right, I'm going to open up the chat room. If you want to join me in the chat room, simply go to Blog Talk Radio and join. Join Blog Talk Radio. Give yourself a self-serving name so I know it's you in the chat room. And then if you have anything to promote, just post it. I'll read it out. That's how it works. Doesn't it? Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. Something's going on with she's going to talk about Hello, My Name is Doris. I can't wait to see that movie. It just looks, I just need entertainment sometimes, just pure entertainment and indulgent. We're having my popcorn, the whole movie experience, you know? So that's what we need. So Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Okay. Sorry to hear the passing of Gary Shandling. That was very sad, very funny man. The funny ones go too soon, don't they? Yeah, they do. Okay. And let's see. How about the Apple Sisters? Apple Sisters, yeah.
Our country's war-torn. Our boys are forlorn. We will fight. We will stand. We will hide our inner woman. Gonna zip up our vest and pull up our hair. Gonna squish down our chest like the balls down there.
Put it in the key of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men. Fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call.
This is our Independence Day.
We're the Apple Brothers.
We fight for freedom, liberty, and justice for all men.
We fancy women and we act real tough. We drink loads of beer and we don't iron cuffs.
You got anything you need me to lift?
We flex our pets, flick our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick. If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom.
The fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Oh, Terracotta, I'm home. Oh, darling, I thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my Terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was the students' birthdays, and she brought some passion fruit, terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, dear, I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of Gatorade earlier.
We have a visitor I brought home with us today, Terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Carp.
Hello.
Hello.
Carp. I'm Terracotta.
I know.
Young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Carp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Carp, I have some Fosoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin...
Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Carp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, well, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought her a girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you brought me home a girdle that was 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Carp, Terracotta.
Honey's over here, please.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to... I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit bulls, please.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
Yeah.
So, you like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes?
Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
A brilliant deduction.
Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry Coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know. The music is going over and over again. Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't eat the cherry Coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser...
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
Which is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why? Why me? Why?
I want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
It's true, Terracotta. Carp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hairdryers.
And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hairdryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair, Terracotta. Oh. Maybe you should go into the bathroom
and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, let's go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
It'll only take moments now.
Miss Mama.
It'll be you and I without Terracotta.
We can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No. 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 Why should I dry my hair? No. Why?
Your hair is wet. That's why you should dry it.
Your hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's sticky. You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pit bull down.
It was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Carp. For Rudolph the pit bull chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers, one was his. They were kissing on the floor.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-round around.
Dumbo, why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
They have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Who dare?
Why try to get on one? But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
When I was growing up, the phone was attached to the wall. Oh my God, and you could only walk 4 feet away from it to talk. And other people who lived near you could listen to your conversation. It was incredible. A TV was black and white. $2. I mean, it'd be that great. It was great. And we only had 3 channels, it's true. And you get in a fight with your brother and they break the antenna. So the little one would have to hold it with aluminum foil to watch it. And that's how we watched TV. That was so stressful. It was so stressful for me growing up. Now we've got everything. I mean, the only way I keep up with technology is I had a son. And that was it. Charlie, you're very great. I got to follow his very old man. Very old man, sweetheart. But it's great. Listen, they just released a cure for insomnia. Did you hear this? Les Mis on DVD. If the movie is too long and it sounds like a same song, then no doubt you're trapped here watching It's Les Mis. I had a dream the film would end, but it went on and on forever. They're in the study. Let's talk about me. I'm an old woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one.
I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Come here, boy. That's great. We've been married a long time. Secret to a good marriage is you gotta have date nights. Date nights. Twice a week you go out. Good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. He's always on some kind of new fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas. It's okay, coconuts and bananas. Even if I ask for anything else, don't give it to me. Oh, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, motherfucker, go! He's so cute that way. I love it. It's fun being married, too. And more about me. You know what? I'll tell you something about myself. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. When I saw West Side Story, I said, wow, that is so my life. How did they know? Now, I'm also from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't comprend, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, no me hagas ahora, yo no tengo los carajos, no tengo nada. And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to give me, these wild mom wisdoms, cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, yo dije que es cliches. It's going to change your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You know, she was just strange. She didn't give me good advice about finding husband. She told me to ask the amount. It's like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all little boy questions. I'll never forget. He's just so cute, always asking me about things. And I want to be honest with him. And so, you know, I didn't know how to tell. Because when I was little, my mom would brush my hair, was really curly. I'd go, ow, ow. And she'd go, Wiz, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? So, for the longest time, I thought having a hairbrush had something to do with having the baby. Now, with that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And if you could just help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. Lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, the stroking of a hand. One day a great excitement did rise. All the sperm swam upstream. But one special lady swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he punched with a manly grin, in he punched with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin. That is how we begin. Learned a lot today, didn't you, Charlie? Mom, I went to New York with Dad. I know where babies come from now. Okay. It's all good. That's so cute. Looking groovy here. Are you guys together? You guys friends?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So she's the one who, like, you go to a restaurant, way up, empty. That's from that. Yeah, she is, right? Is she?
Yeah.
He's too shy, just like that. The comedian's picking on me. What's your name?
Mike.
Michael, that's the most popular name. Good for Michael. What do you do, Michael?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef. Chef, good for you. What kind of chef?
Organic food.
Farm to table, very nice. That's it. Do you have any hobbies, Mike?
Yeah, you play
some music? Do you have any favorite, what?
No, music, basketball. Music and basketball.
Music. Thank you, your translator, George Bettinger. You like to listen to music and play basketball. It's amazing how those little pronouns help me along there. But they, okay, basketball. And these are your friends? Is this your girlfriend? No? No? That's an affirmative. No! Okay, all right. We'll move further away. Too. Sorry, Mike. You're kind of cute. Okay. All right. So you're a chef. You like basketball and music, organic food, and she's not your girlfriend. Good to know. What coincidence, Mike? I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. I know a guy, sweet as can be, but he only likes to mumble information to me. Oh, he's really cute, yeah, he's really swell. He can cook something up, and he'll never tell. Oh, Mikey, baby, what is a girl to do? You're kind of cute, even though she's not dating you.
Bye.
was some members of Mama Palooza, and Alison Palmer was one of them, Joy Rose, and and I forgot her name, and that's terrible. All right, keeping it going. It's the end of the show, practically. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Tomorrow, Tuesday, on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m., she will have James Colt Harrison, and they'll discuss Hello, My Name is Doris, and Remember, starring Christopher Plummer, and Eye in the Sky, starring Helen Mirren. All right, so you don't want to miss that. And also Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m., it's the Mom and Pop Shop with George Bettinger. So let's go out on some Apple Sisters, shall we?
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot endeavor Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look out. It's the fellas of handsome coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one.
We start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wow-wee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part, service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
Thank you for joining us on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Nancy Lombardo, your host. Okay. Keep safe.